Does anyone from the board have any questions for her?
Well, I'll start.
Well, thank you. I'm kind of a David kind of guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's two things about David. It's important that we, you know, have good information that we collect. And that to me, that's the starting point.
Yeah.
And my question is are we, do you feel that we're taking this data and using it to help us reinforce what we're doing positively and maybe identify some areas that maybe we're missing? And I when I think of that, we always want to do our best, but then there's always that comparative thing that we want to make sure that we're doing okay. And as I look at our agency, I would say the things that we do the best are we create blind people that have good paying quality jobs. And I would hope that comparatively we show up well there. I would also say that probably one of the things we do because we provide thorough training is we don't have a lot of recidivism where they have to come back over and over again. And then I don't know, probably where we are the industry leader is probably in the pre-apps and the transition and things. Is there much data that supports that, or is it more employment based? So I guess I'll just have a couple questions. Are you able to use the data that we have and compare it to others and find some trends or things? And then are we using this data to provide feedback to our people, leaders? Carlos, are you talking to Carlos and he? And if you were to look into data, what areas would you say we need to improve upon, you know, comparatively in the term of speaking? So, kind of a roundabout question.
Yeah, no. So I'll start off by saying that there's a lot of reports that I run, and I give those to the district supervisors before I submit this report. So for example, you know, if I'm missing some grades for students that we know are in school, I'll make sure I reach out and say, hey, you know, by the way, and sometimes it's just like, you know, there's so many kids, I forgot to upload them, or they'll reach out again. And so I'm always working to make sure that, you know, our work is being shown, because I know the counselors are doing the work. It's just sometimes they may have forgotten to document or something just because they are so busy. And so part of my job is to make sure that stuff's being done. And so I'm providing those reports at the supervisor level to make sure that those are being done. And also, just overall, I think after our monitoring, we did find some things that we could improve on. For example, in the pre-ets realm, we were saying that we provided this service the most, and so our numbers were a little skewed, because it would show like one service we had a lot of pre-ets, we had not very many post-secondary opportunities, but we had a lot in like job exploration counseling or something like that. And so part of our work after the monitoring was really making sure that we're divvying out what those services are, that what we're providing. Overall, and then also a lot of times students may get Pell Grants. And so we weren't necessarily notating that in the system, and so we weren't, because we were just focused on our services, not the services of what others are providing. But RSA actually wants to know that as well, just because they kind of tie it back. Okay, this person's enrolled, but you're not providing any services for them. Well, that's because we're not paying for it, because, you know, the Pell Grant's paying for it. But we are doing that work. We're checking in with them and making sure they're doing okay in school, but sometimes that just doesn't show up on the report. So, you know, it's kind of also things about that. I'm kind of double checking to make sure, okay, this person's in school. Do we have anything on the system? Are we authorizing for it? If we're not authorizing for it, what's going on? And so there's those types of things that I'm trying to do. Overall, you know, something that we can improve on, I think it's honestly just documenting the services that we provide, because our agency is so, a lot of agencies aren't the same way as us in that we are very much service provision. We're doing a lot of the services ourselves. And so we may forget to document those. And so we just want to make sure we do, because we want to, you know, obviously we want them to, you know, RSA to know that we're providing these services and that, you know, those types of things. So that's probably something I would say that I especially us being short-staffed, you know, we're out there, in the, you know, the counselors are out there in the field, and they're, you know, trying to, you know, make, you know, they're doing the services. It's just documenting them, I would say, is probably the most thing that is difficult. But again, you know, I try to run, like, counseling and guidance is a service that probably really realistically, you know, as a counselor, you're providing that all the time. And so I do run a report saying, okay, here's the people that we didn't have that on this quarter. I'm sure you, you know, if you did do something, make sure we notate it, that type of thing. And so I'm kind of working on those types of things. Did I answer all your questions?
No, that's
okay.
Very good. I, you know, just, I think I got two comments here, but, you know, there's, Mark Twain said there's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics. So, what I want us to do is, of course, we need to know what's important.
Yeah.
You know, that to me, if I was to say what's important, how many jobs are we placing, and what kind of earnings are they giving, and the thing that I think of that's hard to measure, that I think we do probably in this state better than most is, you know, yes, we are about getting people to have jobs, but we truly are impacting the quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not just taking blind people and getting them jobs. Sometimes it's taking blind people and making them that they can just live independently. And do any of your statistics or anything have to do with independent living, or is it all employment based?
So just for specifically to WIOA,
yeah,
it's all based on vocational rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And so, but however, you know, if you look at like maybe independent living where we're getting those students, you know, at, you know, 10 less than, because typically VR, we say starts at 14. And so if we're getting some of those, you know, through state funding, we're getting those skills training through Project Independence and things, you know, if we're kind of starting them young, you know, your hope is that, you know, when we do start doing those pre-employment transition services at 14, they know us, they know the counselors, they're getting into, you know, so they've already started that base of skills training, because, you know, as an agency, we're very much about the skills training too. So, and one thing I did want to say too is that, you know, I think that's something that WIOA was trying to get away from was, you know, successful closures. That's all we're about. You know, we're about successful closures, and we want to have, you know, 30 successful closures this year. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, like if you said, if they're coming back next year because, you know, they want a different job, you know, and it's not like, well, they got a job at McDonald's, okay, let's close them. When realistically their goal was to be, you know, a lawyer or something like that, and that's not fair to them. So I think that's kind of why I talked about a little bit, like, our philosophy didn't change, and that's always been our philosophy. And I do think WIOA kind of, even though it's a lot of work for the client or for our counselors, getting all this documentation and things, I think the overall like meaning behind it is a positive, and it just reinforces our philosophy that we've already been.
I like the philosophy. You know, I'll just, based on business, of course, we want to produce the product and have success, but, you know, in a competitive market where funding's, we have to also play the game, and, you know,
right,
we have to take credit for what we're doing, and so I think when you do the right things, the numbers,
that's kind of
follow.
What we kind of, that's,
yeah,
kind of my mindset too, is if we do the right things,
yeah,
that'll show in the data, and, you know, at the end of the day, we want it to show to Congress because we want to keep getting funding.
Yeah,
awesome. So.
Great job.
Thank you. Any other questions for from the board?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
I just
want to have one comment about hosting.
Yes, pros.
Yeah, Mark, in your question, I think you also asked if I got the data and if we could prevent mistakes or change things so we can do things better. Julie does send lots of data to me. And
oh, yeah, I forgot to.
Yeah.
You had a lot of questions.
Sorry.
Sorry, Carlos.
To Aaron, and we keep those in mind. And
yeah.
I always do that with Aaron at the supervisor meetings. We don't necessarily go about those, but we talk about the foundation, the services, the quality services, and by the end, it kind of clicks with all of those requirements.
One of the things at an executive level, Carlos, is you need to probably have what I would call key performance indicators. Mm-hmm. So you know at any given time, you know, are we on track, or and
yep.
and you need to decide what those are. And you know, I think you know, it isn't just the numbers, but the numbers are an indicator of what you're doing. So and that's like, you know, when we a couple of years ago when we were doing the financial accountability, you know, Kat, are you here?
Yes.
Yeah, you do a great job, because I can look at where what I think's important not financially and know real quick where we're at. And I would think you're probably, there's some things you can look at and kind of have your thumb on the pulse of things. I guess the other comment is, don't just rely on numbers, you know, talk to people and,
yep.
you know, then, you know the story behind the story. So I really appreciated your presentation.
Yeah,
and that, you know, the data does help if we look at it as a way to help us, you know, control what we're doing. So thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much. At this time, the next thing that we have on there is a public comment period. So is there anyone in the...
Is that for me?
Thank
it could be anything, really.
Okay.
So is there anybody in the public who have any questions, comments, concerns at this time?
Yes.
What's the name?
Christine Boone.
Okay, Christine.
Do
you want
to just comment from here? Or
we'll bring you the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just have a couple of questions based on Julie's excellent report. She mentioned the recent RSA monitoring, and I wondered if the commissioners, and I'm guessing the answer is yes, if the commissioners have seen that monitoring report from the Rehabilitation Services Administration. And then my second question is, Julie mentioned that when putting together the employment statistics, we are combined with general rehab here in Nebraska. At least that's what I heard. And I guess I would like a clarification on that, since we are a separate agency. We are a separate DSU, designated state unit, I think. At least we have been since 2000. So I'm wondering about what it means that our employment statistics are combined. And maybe it's not important, but that's my question. And thirdly, I wonder if the commissioners would consider allowing members of the public to have a copy of the report that Julie did for you all.
It'll be in the minutes.
When we get the mic back, girl. I'll go backwards. To answer your last question, my report that I did is actually, I wrote it up and it's going to be part of the minutes, the focus topic that I gave to all of them, the write-up. So,
yeah.
And then, actually I'll jump back to the first question about the RSA monitoring. Carlos can answer for sure, but we just got done and they just like finalized our part about saying that we're okay, but we still have a few outlying things that we're working on. And so I don't know if we have even the final. Was that considered final, or were they going to write something?
That wasn't going to be a final.
Yeah, so do you want to answer that part of the question?
I've been reporting every quarter the progress of the corrective action plans. That's how they quality found five areas that we need to, they call it improve. Yeah, I think I did pass that to the commissioner a few years ago, maybe, a year and a half ago. But there were five areas, and they were supposed to be reported every 3 months. We sent that, RSA took a while, questions and answers back and forth. So after kind of a year and a half, it was completed. The report or the monitoring report is available also on the RSA website, but we can share it anytime with anybody. It's public information.
It's kind of weird how it works, but like, so for example, when I was talking about my 9/11 report, that is only our agency that is that I do. And so when we talk about successful closures and those things, that is just something that our agency is kept track of. However, on the level of those performance measures that I went over, the six, we talk about second quarter after exit, fourth quarter after exit, median earnings, credential attainments, and measurable skill gains. Those are ones that are combined. That was something that was part of WIOA, I do believe.
Yep.
And so at that level, we are combined. And so when we look at our numbers as a whole, it's, I think, state VR based is what we consider it. So that's why it's both combined. But, you know, we're still, as an agency, you know, expected to provide them the data individually. It's just those five. When we're looking at, as a state agency, are we doing okay? And it's also part of our, I apologize again, it's in the focus topic write-up that I did, but that's public knowledge through our state plan that we do. And so we do have our own section in the state plan, but us in general, VR agency, have those same numbers just for those five. Everything else we do is separate. So I hope that kind of answers it a little bit.
Yes.
Carlos, do you have anything to add to that part about being together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice answer. Thank you.
Yeah, that was good. Those were good questions.
And can I, she had some questions kind of towards the commissioners. And I would say, you know, this whole dashboard thing is, comparatively speaking to our, what we do is fairly new.
There's only been one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is just happened. So.
And I'm going to use a parallel example. It's probably been 6-7 years ago. The emphasis on commissioners understanding financial things was paramount, and the commissioners, we got together, and I think Mike Hansen was probably the leader on that. But we always got financial reports, but it was kind of hard to filter through all the stuff and figure out what was important, and especially when Kat came on board. She does a very excellent financial report that, as a commissioner, I can look real quick and say, okay, we're on budget, you know, we're behind, and, you know, we just got $1.5 million for reallotment dollars. So, yeah, and I'm hoping that as we evolve that we'll have some kind of similar report maybe from you that would give us the key performance indicators and then help the commissioners know, you know, kind of have our thumb on the pulse. And, you know, Kat, there's not too many months that go by I don't usually fire some comment off to Kat. So, I hope we can do the same thing with this information. And like I said, the information is only valuable if we use it. We want to know where we're doing well at, but, you know, in a transparency area, we want to know maybe where we need to work a little harder,
yep.
Or not, or different. And I think the attitude of Executive Director Carlos is we're not just about the numbers; we're about impacting the quality of blind people's lives and families. So I think the spirit is there. And as commissioners, we have a duty to the governor, and thanks to kind of as an oversight, you know, thing that we need to kind of have our thumb on the pulse too. So
I'll take that mic real quick.
Yeah.
I'll just say that so the dashboard itself, it's kind of a lot, and I think some of the numbers would not be useful. However, on the other side of the coin, like you said, those key indicators, I can definitely, you know, like I think Carlos and me just kind of said to each other that that's something I can kind of send. Actually, do you want me to send that along with my board report every month?
I think I'll separate to them. Is that what you want?
Separate?
Send it to you.
You know, I think it's one of those things that we as an agency got to figure out, You know, what, you know, obviously workforce initiative opportunities, they have their points, and you know, we need to be parallel. But, you know, I've always heard the NCBBI talk about we have quality jobs, and when we compare, we're always maybe above most on and we want that. We want we don't want to just, you know, have a lot of crummy jobs. Not that jobs are crummy, but you know, and we don't want people coming back and again, so... I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. When you do the right things, the numbers.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Kat sends you the financial report every month.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You want that from Julie?
Oh, you know what I don't want to do is create a lot of work.
It's,
how often do you have this information?
So they RSA sends it every quarter.
Yeah.
So
That might be
quarterly,
fun.
I think would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd
before
be fun.
Each meeting or something.
Before each,
yeah, I can do that. No problem. I'm more than happy to do
that. And it's kind of like, you know, I can look at it in a few seconds and say, okay, well,
yeah, I can definitely
we're
give
on
some
track.
Quick hints.
Yeah, you know, it'll evolve. But, thank you. I don't want to create a lot of more work.
It won't. No.
And I don't know, maybe Kat can answer this. That report you do, how much time does that take out of your...
It takes about a day.
Okay.
So
that one wouldn't take that long.
Yeah.
Reports first thing in the morning on the first.
Because she has to run the reports. I would just have the data.
I would hope, Kat, that you know during that day it's not just helping the commissioner see something; it's also kind of funneling the information that's important to our agency.
I send it to all the leadership.
So.
Agency so that they can use that.
Yeah. So you know you
and
might.
I also report on it at the supervisor.
Yeah. So you know it's kind of I'm looking at this as another. Another way
level,
of it, yeah. Because, you know, it's hard as a commissioner to really know everything that's going on. Yeah, we listen to people. We, you know, Carlos gives us good information, but numbers don't lie. So we can, if we're doing the right things, the numbers will be there. So.
Oh, you're good. Thank you very much for that, Mark. I love that idea, actually. That's really good. Any other public comments?
I would just remind people, as I always do, about alphabet soup.
Yeah.
I don't know what a CRC or whatever that...
Yeah, the acronyms.
Yeah.
Which,
this is Barbara Lowe's, by the way.
Yeah.
That at the very beginning of your report, Julia, you said something about CRCDR.
Oh, a CSV?
CSV.
Yeah, so that's a type of file that I have to give to RSA. It's just pretty much a text file, and so that's how they get the 407 data elements in an easy fashion for each person.
Okay.
It's a computer term.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I was talking to Miguel, I thought would know. It was
I'm obviously not Miguel, and I don't know. So.
I apologize.
Well,
but I'm, you know, because I know there are others out here who just we don't live, breathe, and eat these this kind of
trust. There's times that I'm sure I talk and people are like, "What?" Sometimes in the data I get going into it. So no, thank you, Barbara.
Sounds like
I appreciate
a text file. You're
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. That reminds
so
me.
So it would be accessible because the other question I have is all this stuff you're running and doing and creating, are these files and this dashboard, whatever it is, readable by blind people with alternative kind of
So that was something
software.
I hope I can talk loud enough. That was something they did have in mind, and that's actually why part of the reason why they changed the format. It used to be graphs and things. Thank you. And so that was part of the reason why they did this change too, not only to add more data, but to make it accessible, because they were doing like bar charts. And they did it in also Excel just as an afterthought. And so that was one thing. They did a training on this dashboard, RSA did. And so that's one thing they for sure talked about was that this new dashboard is accessible and that it's easier to read the data. So that was something that was done. As far as the CSV file, it is accessible, but I wouldn't recommend. It's all just a bunch of like this column is a 1, this column is a 0, this column is a, you know, 25, so it's not necessarily readable to like, that's why this dashboard's super helpful, is because it kind of puts those numbers and the behind the scenes text into something usable. So that's why it's nice too.
Okay.
And then, Crystal, did that answer your three questions, Christine?
It did, and very excellently. I only have one follow-up. I don't think it's a question. I just want to make sure I'm thinking about this correctly. Julie said this is new. The dashboard, the whole concept of the dashboard is new, but the 9/11 is old as old as
yes.
rehab.
Right.
Right. Okay. So do you do the 9/11 also, or does Kat do that?
I am the 9/11 person, yep.
You are?
Yep.
Okay.
And so, yeah, they've given us a dashboard since WIOA implementation, but it's kind of evolved, and so this is probably the most user-friendly and has way more data with it that we can use. So that's when we talk about new. I've only gotten this one time, so this was something that they just did. Yes, but the 9/11 was before my time.
Right.
It's just evolved into, with WIOA, more data that we have to give RSA for sure. So.
Oh. So much.
Yeah.
I certainly appreciate what you do and what Kat does. Yeah, definitely. And that was excellent clarification. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions? Or you go ahead. any other comments?
Any other comments, questions?
Yeah, Jim, you're on.
Yes, Jim.
Thank you. I'm away from my paper. I'm going to speak twice today, and that's unusual for me. Those who even know me, so. You folks have an agenda item on the down the road concerning a retreat for the new commission. I want to give a little bit of, you know, I'm being brief, I know we're running behind schedule. I want to give a little bit so Miguel understands the rationale behind the retreat concept. As everyone knows, the agency became its own separate agency from HHS back in 2000. And back in the early days when Barb was chair and Bill Arrester, Bob Burns, Mia Sands, and Northwestern York came on board, good group of individuals, by the way. And Barb, I mean no disrespect. Nobody had any idea what they were going to do. Because the whole concept of a new agency, of a commission was new. These meetings, the running joke was, if you're going to go to the meeting, take your toothbrush and your dentures, you'd be lucky if you'd be out of there at 8 o'clock in the evening. But the rationale for the retreat, I believe, as I understand it, when Dean was chair, I was on the board, Daryl, and I forget who it was, Wes, Daryl, and Mike, I can't remember who it was, and it'd be just Dean time, we kind of decided, what is the purpose of the board? Why does it exist? And of course, you know, in the early days, the founding fathers, if you will, wrote a job description and all of that. But the rationale behind the retreat was to get together, figure out why the board exists, what's its purpose, does it go beyond the guidelines that Barb and those folks drew up, or what's the reason for it? The other side of the rationale was, let's do an overnight retreat and kind of get to know each other outside of the board. Because when you're in these meetings like this, hey, you talk to each other, you know who you are, but you don't have any idea, you know, likes, dislikes, hobbies, interests, and all of that. And so that was the other rationale behind the retreat. I know at the time there was some concern, because public law says if there are three or more commissioners in a meeting, it has to be open to the public. And I believe, if I remember correctly, somebody can, if I'm wrong, let me correct me on that. That is why the retreats, I think, became a day-long retreat as opposed to an overnight event, say, Nebraska City or wherever it is. It's a little history, Miguel, so you understand what they're talking about when they decided to retreat for you and put that on the table for you. I'll be back in the second public comment. Yep.
Except that it doesn't say retreat.
It doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Right. They just changed the name at one point. Thank you for that, Jim.
Yep.
Okay. Any other public comment before we move on? Okay, so the next thing we then have is a break. We were scheduled for that till 10:15, I think. So yeah, why don't we just say maybe 10:20? Does that sound good to everyone? Okay, thank you.
Linda,
yeah.
There's a call.